2 Kings 11, verses 17 to 21, and 2 Chronicles 23, verses 16 to 21. I'll concentrate on the 2 Chronicles 23 passage. A good beginning. That is, a good beginning to the reign of King Joash. But Joash is only 7 years old at this stage, so it's the time of the regency. You remember that Athaliah had tried to kill all the princes, but Jehosheba, this wife of Jehoiada, had taken the infant Joash and hidden him and nurtured him in the temple these 7 years, protecting him from the murderous intention of Athaliah. Now Jehosheba has given way, as it were, although she's still there, to her husband Jehoiada the priest, and he has taken the center stage. And as we have seen, he shows that he's a man of grip and clout and authority. He's a man of stature. He's got foresight. Above all, he is a spiritual man. And he shows his spirituality. He shows his clout and authority. He shows his foresight again the way he continues. Verse 16 of 2 Chronicles 23. Jehoiada then made a covenant, an agreement, that he and the people and the king would be the Lord's people, bringing them back to God, determined to set it down in concrete, in covenant, in other words, that this was the Lord's people. There's the positive, making this covenant. Then the negative, all the people went down to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. That's verse 17. Now we have to remember that we're in the days of the Old Covenant. The New Testament, the New Covenant, makes it very clear that though we draw principles from the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, we are in the days of the New Covenant. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5. We don't destroy temples. We don't destroy icons. We don't kill the priests of Baal. We demolish arguments. The weapons of our warfare are not swords and spears and guns. They are spiritual prayer, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, preaching, and such like. But the principle comes over. There is the positive. We are to be the Lord's people. Negative, we will have nothing to do with Baal. We will abolish Baal. He goes on as well. He destroyed the temple of Baal. He killed down these, killed the priests and destroyed the altars and so on, and destroyed the idols. And then, in verse 18, he placed the oversight of the temple of the Lord in the hands of the priests, who were Levites, to whom David had made assignments in the temple, to present the burnt offerings of the Lord as written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and singing, as David had ordered. He also stationed doorkeepers at the gates of the Lord's temple, so that no one who was in any way unclean might enter. Verses 18 to 19. He's going back to the temple and establishing it in the right way. He's going back to Scripture. He's going back to the law of Moses. He's going back to David's stipulations. There's rejoicing. There's praise. There's a determination to be separate, to keep the temple clean, to prevent any misapplication of the temple, any wrong entry of the temple, using the temple as it should be, the house of God. Now, all this is Old Covenant, but the principle is plain as it comes over into the New. Christ shows the Old Covenant moving into the New with the cleansing of the temple. Now, what is it in the New Covenant fully? Well, surely we have an ecclesia that is separate from the world, scriptural, back to the Word of God. They went back to the law of Moses. We go back to the law of Christ. They keep out the wrong. We separate ourselves from Babylon. They establish rejoicing and singing. They do it with a covenant before the Lord. Are these not principles that we can see applied in our own day? Can we not be committed, my brothers and sisters, to each other in the local ecclesia? Can we not find this kind of fellowship, this determination to be scriptural, to be rejoicing, to have this sense of obedience, but this sense of liberty in Christ? Of course, far more than Jehoiada could know. But we can see a tremendous principle here. It's not just warm sentiment and nice feeling. This man has got stature, he's got foresight, and it leads to a time of peace and tranquility. He took with him the commanders of hundreds, the nobles, verse 20, the rulers of the people and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the temple of the Lord. They went into the palace through the upper gate and seated the king on the royal throne, and all the people of the land rejoicing because they're back with the word of God. They have the right king in place, the right structure now. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, tranquility and peace and rest, because Athaliah had been slain with the sword. It's a wonderful start, but my friend, it does not guarantee that all will last and all will be well. Just keep reading, and you will see that good beginnings are one thing, good goings on are better, but a good conclusion is vital. Remember what Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, I have kept the faith, I've reached the line, I've come to the tape. Brothers and sisters, have we begun well? Are we going on well? Will we finish well? Oh, that we might die well. Oh, that we might live to the very end, doing all God's will, rejoicing in a scriptural peace and tranquility and order. Nothing vague or sentimental or mere emotion about us, but the truth leading to heart experience and warmth and life obedience. Jehoiada is a tremendous example to us, and so was his wife too, Jehoshaphat. We need such men and women today. Oh, that we might be such. Oh, God, make me and every brother and sister listening to this, make us all, O God, true people who stand for God with grip and stature, foresight, spirituality, scriptural returning to the word of God and seeking to walk in your way. O God, grant us such to be, and may you raise such in our generation, and may the churches be devoted to Christ, to the glory of your name. So, Lord, bless us now as we consider this passage. Take it with us into our hearts, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen.